are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Night's game. Yeah.
Today, we officially retired the name of Perk Angle.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He doesn't
From
like
now
that.
On, that era shall be known as Prime Angle or yes. Crash Out Angle, whatever the heck you want to call it, but Prime Angle most likely. Oh, God. Hello, welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news. This week, of course, we are going to be covering Saturday night's main event. Of course, we might do a Royal Rumble preview, and we also have AEW Dynamite to cover as well. Your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Perfect. All right. A lot of top stories to get into.
Yeah, a lot of rumors coming up.
Yeah, a lot of rumors and stuff that are coming out. It's a lot of crazy shit. But of course, number one thing is Perk Angle. Sorry, no longer going to be called that. Kurt Angle, that will be the last time you will ever hear us refer to him as that.
Except in memes.
No, not even in memes. He said it hurt his feelings. That is one of the GOATs of all time in wrestling. So yeah, he is, whatever that he says goes. I'm not never going to call him that again. Now that's Prime Angle. He was hurt by it. It was a term of endearment. I'm happy he knew that it was a term of endearment, though.
I mean, yeah, of course.
But yeah, we love you, Kurt. It's not happening again. We're not going to call you that ever again.
That was in his absolute prime.
Yeah, so it's Prime Angle now, no matter what. But anyways, a lot of top stories. Of course, this was a hectic week of wrestling because it was Saturday night's main event. And then, yeah, it was just a bunch of crazy freaking rumors. What do you want to start off with?
Looks like Alexis Bliss is not coming back.
Where'd you see that rumor, though? I haven't even seen that.
I mean, I've seen it actually a lot of everywhere.
Okay, so...
So, like, she had a lot of return plans, but then I guess she wanted a new contract or more money or something. Plans have been scrapped, that's all I know.
Damn.
All plans have been scrapped for her return.
Damn, that sucks.
That's not happening right now.
That honestly sucks. So it looked like she was, like, referring to her return so it was like, a yeah, lot.
So it was, like contract something. Dispute or something from her team.
Damn. I don't like that. I wanted her to come back. That sucks.
For now, no Alexa Bliss until they, you never know.
You never know. Maybe she'll show up at Royal Rumble.
Shit, maybe this week they come up with something. You never know. Yeah, but as of now, I'm hoping all plans have been scrapped as I've seen of every turn.
Okay. I'm hoping
so. Nothing right now. There's nothing.
Other top stories.
Charlotte showed up on SmackDown like on a video. She announced that she's officially returning for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. I wish they kept that a secret, but it's fine.
I don't like when they do that.
I don't like when they do that either. Other top stories.
Nikki Bella looks like she's set to return not only for Royal Rumble, for an actual another run in WWE.
Okay,
that's what it looked like when they announced.
It seems like it's gonna be another run, right?
That's what it looks like. Okay. Maybe a short run, but
That'd be nice. I mean, honestly, I would not mind at all. I don't think she should win the Royal Rumble, but
no, she ain't gonna win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
But she'll just another run, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm happy for it.
Remember, there's mid card titles now too, so.
Oh yeah,
even if
that'd
she doesn't
nice.
Get a big touch, she can still
win like the IC title.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
IC or the Women's US Chelsea Green.
Chelsea Green, nah, she can't lose to Chelsea. No. Chelsea Green needs to hold that.
She's
for a
America's
while.
America's talent.
Yeah, America's talent. There you go. Other top stories in terms of AEW, of course, there's a lot of rumors about Britt Baker looks potentially like, being finished with, of course, AEW.
Because Tony Khan's finished with her. Apparently, he's tired of.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's very hard to work with, and I don't know.
Well, there's just been
like
a lot of
that
rumors.
A lot with AEW, so maybe.
No, but like there's always been like a lot of rumors about like Britt Baker having issues with people backstage. More so, people having issues with her.
Well, yeah, of course. So, remember that whole MJF thing about the locker room?
Yeah, and it was MJF thing. There was an issue with Thunder Rosa probably like 2 years ago. Apparently,
and
there's
a lot more
that were unannounced, or of course, that a lot of the public doesn't really know about. It seems like, so she might be done, which is kind of crazy. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, though, she hasn't really been around that much. She would like make her return, be there for like 2-3 weeks, and then she would be gone, and then she'd make a return again after 3 months. It was like a really weird situation. I guess it's due to like the backstage politics and her.
Yeah, she was also doing a lot of like stuff outside of AEW. So,
well, yeah, she's a freaking dentist.
No, yeah, I know, but like, she was doing a lot of other shit, like promotion.
I don't know. I really hope that, you know, whatever the heck she does it great, because I was a big fan of her. Hopefully she goes to WWE. Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know. Woman division is packed, right? Completely that's packed. True.
But the AEW women's division is pretty packed, too. Honestly, yeah. Their women's division is actually
Thomas fired. Toni Storm's back.
Yeah. Technically,
she never left, but.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the AEW review, but yeah.
Is there any rumors for, like, the men's rumor? I still haven't really heard much about rumors of, like, returns.
Not necessarily, no. Not
they keep, they're doing a good job keeping the men's Royal Rumble secret in terms of rumors.
I mean, like, there's rumors about, like, obviously, because the TNA signing, like, they're thinking, Joe Hendry's going to be in it. Joe Hendry
definitely is going to be in it.
Matt and Jeff might be in it.
I think Joe Hendry's definitely
Dolph Ziggler, a.k.a.
I don't know if they should Nick Nemeth.
Yeah, Nick Nemeth. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Who else? There was a bunch of people that could potentially show up in the Royal Rumble, which I think would be freaking awesome.
Probably going to be Pat McAfee because they're an indie.
Pat McAfee.
I mean, he's commentating, but he'll probably show up in the Rumble too.
Well, he's just going to be like jump up from the announce table.
Yeah. Like he did before. He did it before. They're an indie, so.
I would not be surprised if they do that.
I don't know. Omos.
Well, there's also, Omos is returning to WWE really soon too, apparently. He might be at the
Rumble. He's been working on a lot of indies.
Yeah. Well, it's like
indies that are associated with WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I like that they're doing that a lot more now.
Exactly. But yeah, in terms of other top stories, I don't really think
there's anything Trick else. Williams, hopefully. I would love for him to show up.
Williams can show up, yeah. But yeah, in terms of other rumors, I don't really think there's any other potential rumors that we can actually talk about at this moment.
At this moment, yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah. So let's definitely get into Saturday night's main event. This is the second one since they brought it back. This one wasn't as good as the first one, if I'm being honest, but it was still pretty good. It was some good moments. But let's start it off with Rhea versus Nia Jax in a
Women's World Championship. Yeah, Women's World Championship okay match, yeah.
Okay match, Rhea Ripley retains.
Pretty fast, though. It wasn't even that long a match either.
It was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, she kind of beat her pretty quick.
Yeah, but Rhea Ripley picked up the win. Obviously, she got her get back because Nia Jax beat the crap out of her for the past couple weeks. Like that, that's cool. Happy for her. Mommy wins. After that, we had Braun Breaker versus Sheamus for the IC title. Looked like this was going to be the final meeting between them because
this was actually a really good match.
It was
a good. A lot of shit happened.
But this was Sheamus' like third attempt of getting it, so this is definitely his last chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. Freaking Braun Breaker showed off how athletic he is.
Fast he is hitting the ropes.
For real. Hitting moonsaults. Like,
see how fast he moves on the ropes?
He's so fast. The freaking spear on the outside.
Yeah, when Sheamus jumped off the steel steps.
Yeah, that was fire. But yeah, Braun Breaker picked up the win there, as he should. I'm super happy about that. I wonder if he's going to be in the Rumble. He probably is.
The champions we're going to retain, let's be honest, because the Rumble's around the corner. That's when you build the storyline. So.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm happy for it. And I'm really freaking excited for what the heck Braun's going to do next. Sheamus, I love you, Sheamus, but yeah, you didn't need to win that title.
I mean, yeah, he's already like up there. Dude. He just...
Yeah. But not really.
He's won every title since then. So.
Shawn Michaels moderating the WWE Championship contract signing between Cody and Kevin Owens. Some key things I wanted to point out. Cody was wearing all black. Heel confirmed.
Oh, my God.
On SmackDown, he legit said, like, Kevin, you may mistake me. You may not look at me the same. Or I don't know what the fuck he said. I don't know how to explain it. He basically said, like, hey, I may smile and I may put on this good guy, persona. But if you mess with me, then I'm going to show you who I really am.
Yeah.
Again, hinting at a possible heel turn. I'm really hoping for it, honestly. But I'm just saying, black suit, saying that on SmackDown. And then, of course, this whole, like, situation here where he just got pissed off at Kevin Owens because he didn't want to sign. It just seems like he's falling more and more into that heel role, which I'm really hoping he eventually does.
Yeah, I still don't know what they're doing in terms of, like, who's going to take the title off from. So, you think they should do the heel turn with the title still? Like.
No, I think he should lose the title. And that's when he actually, like, turns heel. But, yeah, Cody was already fed up with Kevin Owens' demand. He signs the contract. Kevin Owens telling Cody that he is the true champion because, obviously, Cody cheated to win the title last time. And all the attention and posters and cups and all the, like, merchandise that Cody has been getting, he's going to steal that from him because it's not fair that he got that after he returned to WWE. Shawn Michaels hilariously said, dude, you just sound like a jealous man.
Yeah.
Which was funny as hell.
So Shawn was agreeing with Cody, and then obviously Kevin Owens was pissed off with that.
Yeah. Kevin calls out Shawn saying that when things get tough, he quits just like Cody did. Obviously referring to when he quit and then came back a couple of years later, same thing that Cody did. They hung up both of the titles above the ring, which I thought was cool. I guess, like, maybe you have to pull down.
I mean, that's just, you have to remember because they're hanging both.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, it's not really a title what Kevin Owens is holding. It's just like he's just bringing it around.
But no, yeah, they're hanging both. You have to pull both down.
Yeah. So, of course.
So they both signed.
They both signed. And as every single freaking contract signing happens, Kevin cheap shot Cody Rhodes and cheap shot Shawn Michaels, in which Shawn Michaels hit him with a freaking sweet chin music.
Yep.
I love seeing
and that was it.
Yeah. Obviously, they were in San Antonio, so you knew Shawn Michaels was going to do something. Nobody went through a table. That's a first for a freaking contract signing. It looked like Shawn Michaels was about to get put through a table.
Yeah, I thought he was going to, or the powerbomb. I mean, the pile driver.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't get it. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I like the contract signing. I like that it ended pretty quickly, too.
I'm excited for Royal Rumble. Like, Royal Rumble's actually...
Yeah, it's looking good.
I mean, it's always good, but...
Yeah, but it's looking really good this year. But yeah, super excited for that. I don't know. I feel like Cody might lose. I don't think he should.
I don't think he's losing. He's not losing to Kevin Owens.
Yeah. I don't think he is. But I'm
not losing Kevin Owens.
I wouldn't mind if they did have him lose, to be honest.
Yeah, but oh, there goes
Huskus freaking.
He's not losing.
You don't think he's losing?
I don't think there's any way he's losing to Kevin Owens.
I think he might lose, to be honest.
I don't think they do all that finishing the story just for him to lose to Kevin Owens at Royal Rumble.
I don't know.
Somebody's going to win the Rumble and go after Cody.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win, though? I still feel like John Cena's going to win. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're going after Cody. They're not going after Gunther.
I don't think John Cena's going to go after Cody if he wins it.
I don't.
I think he's going to go after Gunther. But, again, that could
be. But that makes more sense. But I don't think Cody's losing until WrestleMania or possibly after.
Yeah. We'll see.
He just won it at WrestleMania. He's not going to lose it before the next WrestleMania.
I don't
see that happening.
It's possible.
Of course it's possible, but it's just very, very unlikely.
I'm hoping he does. Anyways, after that, we have Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu. And a basically strongman versus strongman match. Fatu showing his charisma finally. Obviously, they're letting him cut those like promos before he walks out. Looking like Thomas a freaking top star.
Yeah,
that's so stupid. but yeah. I thought it was cool. Michael Cole put Jacob Fatu's past on blast, though, which I thought was freaking dying.
For real.
Like, this man's been arrested 3 times before he turned 18.
Yeah.
And he's been to prison.
Damn.
It's like, yo, what the hell? It's not like the dude from UFC where he's just like, these two fighters are both having domestic dispute.
Child custody disputes.
I don't know. It's so funny. It's always like some
putting the fucking personal shit out there.
Putting the personal shit out there. I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, this match was great, actually. It made Braun Strowman took over for a little bit, but then, of course, Jacob Fatu got the upper hand, and it ended in the disqualification when Fatu basically left Braun broken and bloody.
Yeah, he kept just attacking him while the referee was on the side. He threw the referee out the ring and then just kept hitting him.
Yeah,
all the security and everything tried to stop him. He did like 5 moonsaults, kind of like when Bronson Reed did like all those tsunamis.
Yeah, they love that spot now. They just do that spot over and over again now.
But it was best when he did it to Seth.
Yeah,
that was Braun Strowman.
But yeah, left him broken and bloody. Even like Tama Tonga was trying to hold back Jacob Fatu. Yeah. He couldn't even hold him back. I thought it was cool though. The fans were chanting Fatu's name.
Yeah, I'm still wondering what they're gonna do with that. And then with Solo. Solo's probably gonna be in the Rumble probably. But
Solo's gonna be.
I don't know what they're gonna do with like that whole.
Well, they're no longer called the Bloodline anymore. That's official. They're no longer called the Bloodline. So I like that. I'm not sure if Tama Tonga is going to try to take over as he should. Tama Tonga is the guy with the most charisma out of all of them. I'm happy. Like I said, I'm really happy they're finally letting him
Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, sorry. Jacob Fatu, my mistake. Jacob Fatu is the dude with the most freaking charisma. So I'm really I'm happy that they're showing that finally. In terms of like the Solo situation, I wouldn't mind if he went after Solo. Like, hey, like you lost. We believed in you. We loved you. Because obviously this dude's like, I love you Solo 24/7.
And he hasn't said it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So I would love to see him like go after Solo. That would be a great like thing. Solo versus him, and then eventually whoever the heck wins that can go after Roman again, maybe. AKA Jacob Fatu should go after Roman eventually. That'd be awesome. But yeah, I'm super excited to see where the heck that's gonna end up. But yeah, this was a great way to just showcase Jacob Fatu as a dominant big man. Like he looked good. He looked really freaking good in this. And then after that we had Jey Uso. This was the main event. Jey Uso versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship match. Not as good as I expected.
Yeah, started out good with a lot of chops from Gunther, but
Gunther honestly just kind of dominated the whole match. For being real, like Jacob, like obviously Jey Uso had a couple
moments. A couple times where he looked like he was gonna win, hitting a splash and everything.
Yeah, but it was mostly just a bunch of offense from Gunther. And
a bunch of power bombs.
That's how he picked up the win. So Gunther ended up picking up the win. And the show cut off before, like, it looked like he was about to give Jey Uso props, but then the show cut off. So it was like they didn't even get to show the end of it.
Yeah, Jey Uso back there said he's not, like, backstage when he was walking out.
Yeah.
They had, like, video on him. He was just saying, like, he's not done. Going after a world title, like, he's definitely.
I like
he took the L, but he's going to.
I like the fact that Michael Cole was saying, like, Jey Uso is definitely going to win the world title eventually, but it's this night is not his night. Because I want to see Jey Uso win a world title so freaking bad. I'm happy they gave him the IC title, but it was just terrible because it was only for a month.
Yeah, that was
so. And he was so over when he had it. Like, I think they pulled the trigger on that way too early. And I get it because they wanted him in the Bloodline storyline.
And then Bron Breakker as well with this title. It's pretty good.
He's doing pretty good with it too, yeah. But still, I felt like they could have had it hold it for like a little bit longer and then eventually lose it to Bron again. But that was just my personal opinion. Because Bron could have had these banger matches against Sheamus and all of them without the title, to be frank. But yeah, but
Bron Breakker is a fucking beast.
He is a beast. But yeah, that was basically it for Saturday night's main event. Wasn't really much.
Decent
really
show overall.
Yeah, it was good. It was
no title
show.
Changes. It was like pretty predictable. But
yeah,
you got Royal Rumble next week. I mean, nothing major is gonna happen tonight.
Exactly.
I mean, yesterday.
But yeah, of course, we can definitely get into. I do want to do a sneak peek of course, WWE Royal Rumble. There's only four matches, but I just want to do a quick sneak peek about that because looking forward to that. All right, let's get into, of course, a WWE Royal Rumble preview slash predictions, of course, for this year's Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble is this Saturday, so, of course, do not miss that. Definitely do not want to miss that.
It's at 6 o'clock start times, a little earlier.
Yeah, yeah. There's only four matches announced. I'm guarantee you there's probably going to be, like, a Tiffany Stratton match announced. They haven't announced it yet, but it's definitely going to be announced.
Well, maybe not, because usually the champions, whoever wins the Royal Rumble is going to go after the champ, so I don't know.
Yeah, but still, like, think about it. Like, freaking Men's Royal Rumble, Kevin Owens is facing Cody Rhodes.
But they had a huge storyline going into it, that's what.
I guarantee you there's going to be a definitely, because there's not another women's match on this card except for the Women's Royal Rumble.
So they should put either that or maybe just one of the mid-card title matches. I don't know.
I don't think so. We'll see. We'll definitely see.
Well, yeah, maybe, because, yeah, Rhea just defended this week. So maybe.
Exactly. That's why I'm thinking Tiffany Stratton's going to have a match at Royal Rumble, and which Tiffany Stratton's definitely going to win regardless. But yeah, the four matches announced. Let's definitely start with the Motor City Machine Guns versus DIY, the Tag Team Championship match, 2 out of 3 falls match. This match was, of course, made on Friday. So this Friday, past Friday, just happened after Motor City Machine Guns defeated, Pretty Deadly once again. And a pretty decent match, too. That match was pretty good. But yeah, predictions for that match.
DIY was going to retain.
You think DIY retains? Yeah. I think DIY retains. I think that's a pretty
I think it's going to be a great match. 2 out of 3 falls.
It's definitely going to go to the third match for sure.
Yeah.
I wish they did like a 3 Stages of Hell match. Remember those matches? Those are fire. Yeah,
what was it?
Or like one match would be like basic, another one would be like a steel cage, third one would be like a street fight.
What was it? Triple H, and I think it was Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels had one.
Yeah,
that was fire.
Triple H with Shawn Michaels. That was a good one.
That was a
they
really
had like
good
a it finished with Hell in a Cell, I think. Or
didn't Triple H have it with Batista too? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but it finished. Yeah, they had like ladder, or no, they had like a TLC, and then
Street fight, TLC,
street fight, and then it was. Hell in a Cell, I think.
Was it Hell in a Cell? I think it was Hell in a Cell. That was a good one.
Or Cage, but those were good.
Those were always good.
They should do that.
They should do something like that again. I would love to see one of those.
Or finish it with a ladder match.
Yeah, that can also happen.
Even though they're already doing a ladder match on the card, though.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyways, Motor City Machine Gun versus DIY.
I'm going DIY.
DIY wins, definitely. There's no freaking fans.
Because it's still a little too early.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't too early, I would have picked Motor City for DIY to have a split again, and then...
Nah, I think DIY got that win. They're probably going to cheat, too. I'm pretty sure like Pretty Deadly is going to get involved, and that's how they're going to win, but you know, honestly, it's fine. We also have the WWE World Heavyweight Championship ladder match between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. Very controversial pick for me. I'm picking Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I'm thinking Cody retains.
You think Cody retains? I got Kevin Owens. I don't know why. I just feel like there's like a pretty good chance he is going to win, and if he does win, that can push Cody over the edge. And as I said, a lot of people think it's too early. I still think personally it's too early as a business move because he's so over as a face, but there's still that small chance he could be a heel. He was wearing all black during this contract signing. I'm just saying, it's probably just wishful thinking for me. I don't think it's a smart move business-wise.
I'm thinking Cody retains.
Selfishly heel after he loses the title to Kevin Owens at Royal Rumble. That's just me, though. So, yeah, you said you got Cody?
Yeah.
I got Kevin. After that, we have, let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble. Women's Royal Rumble match, who do you got?
It's too stacked.
Any surprise returns before you pick your winner? I think Nikki Bella.
Well, yeah, Nikki, and then
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, Becky.
I would love to see AJ Lee.
Jake Cargo's probably going to show up, obviously, because she got hurt. And then
AJ Lee would be fire.
Tiny chance of AJ Lee, yeah, tiny chance.
It's not going to happen, though, but I would love for it to happen. Kelly is probably going to show up. Tiff, what is it? Trish Stratus is probably going to show up. But in terms of winners,
it's going to be between Becky and Charlotte.
Charlotte. I don't want Charlotte to win.
I'm just saying. That's what I believe.
I think Becky. I honestly think Becky's going to come back and win.
I think Becky and Charlotte.
You think Becky or Charlotte?
Becky or Charlotte.
I got Becky. I think Becky's going to win it.
One of the original four horsewomen.
Yeah, one of them is going to win. But I think it's definitely going to be Becky. I'm hoping it's Becky. Anybody but Charlotte. I love you, Charlotte. You're a great wrestler, but you need to stay away from the title for a while.
Well, she hasn't been around in a while, though.
But still, every single storyline she's ever been in has been around the title.
Almost every time, Becky's been champion a lot.
Still. She doesn't have to win it.
No, I know, but
if Charlotte's in the main event, which I think she
might. Who else is in this match? I'm trying to see. So, Bayley.
There's a lot of people in the match, obviously. It's 30 freaking moments.
She just lost the title match. But I'm talking about, like, in terms of who could go after the champ.
I don't really see anybody that they built up to that potential yet. Unless they want to run back Liv versus Sting, which I don't think they should do.
No, yeah, Liv is, yeah.
Yeah, unless you want to build up a new top star, then obviously that's awesome if they do that. But at the moment, I only honestly see them falling back on somebody that they know.
Raquel Rodriguez, no, I'm playing.
has the potential to, of course, be a top star, or already is a top star, and now be a returning Becky Lynch. With a new gimmick. The man gimmick needs to
die. I think the man gimmick is done. Yeah, but it's going to be done. Becky or Charlotte.
All right. And then the men's Royal Rumble match.
We could say like eight people here.
Yeah, but
realistically, but
my top pick would be John Cena.
John Cena, I'm going John or CM Punk.
Okay, so my top
three. Well, John, CM Punk, Roman. That's just probably everybody's top three.
That's probably everybody's top three, yeah. But I'm going to pick John Cena or CM Punk. However, there is a rumor, and I'm not saying it's true. It would be funny as hell if they did it, that The Rock is going to announce himself as the 31st pick and come out. And that'd be hilarious if he does it, and then he kicks out CM Punk once again, stealing his WrestleMania moment.
No, that's another funny one.
That'd be hilarious if they do that. It'd be messed up, but it'd be hilarious.
So returns, what do you think? I'm going
returns.
I'm hoping Brock, but I don't know if they'll do it. But I'm hoping Brock.
I think Nick Nemeth, aka Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, Nick Nemeth, definitely. And then obviously, well, that's not really. Well, that is a return.
It is a return. Yeah, it's a return.
And then surprise entries. We already talked about Joe Hendry.
Jeff Hardy.
I'm going Brock Lesnar.
You think Lesnar?
I'm hoping Brock Lesnar shows up.
That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, I'm hoping Brock Lesnar versus Gunther.
In terms of old stars, X-Pac, probably.
X-Pac?
He's kind of old, though. He's dumb old. Oh, no.
You going X-Pac? Shit, Shawn Michaels? No, I'm playing. That's what your music you have played. Nah, I don't know. In terms of, that's not really going to be old stars.
There's going to be a couple.
Mark Henry. He's in good shape. He was at Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh, God. Mark Henry is way too old, though. I would love to hear his theme song one more time. Though. That'd be awesome. Song
goes hard.
Even if he's only in for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but surprise entries or returns. Brock Lesnar. I hope Brock Lesnar shows up.
You know Brock? I still got Cena winning, though.
No. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm going Cena. Like I said, Cena, CM Punk, or Roman.
I got Cena, Punk.
Whoa, The Rock, like you said, is a realistic one.
If hilariously.
Yeah, if The Rock was actually, like, if we 100% knew he was in it, then I would have picked The Rock to win the whole thing because of the CM Punk, Cody Rhodes storyline.
Yeah, that's just me, like, joking around. Like, that'd be hilarious. And also, again, it makes sense that they want somebody to go after Cody.
Yeah, because they just threw that whole damn storyline away, basically.
Exactly. And they could just do a whole thing, too, where, like, maybe he eliminates Roman, too. He eliminates Roman.
And then just go after Roman.
Yeah, that'd
be crazy. And then they have the finally versus Rock versus Roman.
A triple threat at Mania will be fire too.
Yeah. But how do we triple threat? Huh? They got somebody else go out to see Cody.
We'll see.
Randy. Well, Randy, yeah, it's another one coming back. What am I talking about?
Randy's going to come
back.
Yeah,
Randy's going to be in it.
Yeah, Randy's definitely going to be there. He's going to go after Solo. Kevin.
I think Solo's going to be in it.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of good people. Drew McIntyre can win.
Drew McIntyre is another one, yeah.
Jey Uso would be awesome, too.
But Drew McIntyre is another sneaky one that can actually win the whole thing.
Yeah.
He deserves that run that he didn't get in front of the crowd. So.
Yeah, he didn't get his run in front of the crowd. So if he won, I wouldn't be mad.
I wouldn't even be mad.
Like I said, there's like five people in the Rumble that if they won,
and he wants to go out to everybody, like, well, he's going after everybody from the bloodline. I don't know.
Yeah. He might go after Cody. Yeah. Say, screw you.
This Royal Rumble's like looking stacked with like a lot of top stars in it.
I know.
Like I said, Brock Lesnar will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're gonna do that. And then yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. So of course, just a brief
The Undertaker. Goldberg's probably gonna show up. Remember he was trying to go out the
Yeah.
He's not gonna win, but
I hope not.
He was trying to do one last thing. He'll probably show up in it.
He probably would though.
I don't think he's gonna win. He's not gonna win, but
yeah,
probably start a small little rivalry with somebody.
Okay, so just to recap the spit, just quick rounds: WWE Royal Rumble preview / predictions, Motor City Machine Guns DIY Tag Team Championship match,
DIY,
WWE World Heavyweight Championship ladder match, Kevin Owens versus Cody Rhodes,
I got Kevin,
Men's Royal Rumble,
Cena, Roman, Punk,
I got Cena, Women's Royal Rumble, I got Becky Lynch,
Becky or Charlotte.
Becky Charlotte. I hope Charlotte doesn't win. Anyway,
it's just what I see.
Yeah,
She's always in the title picture.
That's true.
She probably always will be.
But yeah, that was basically it. Of course, for WWE this week. We can definitely get into, of course, AEW. AEW this week was actually really good. Saw the return of Timeless Toni Storm, so we could definitely get into that now. All right, let's get into, of course, the AEW portion of this podcast. I just want to start off by saying the first thing that we should definitely talk about is, of course, the return of Timeless Toni Storm.
Yeah, because it happened on Collision.
Yeah, happened on Collision. Obviously, Saturday night's main event happened, but we had to watch the clips.
It wasn't really a return, but it was she basically tricked her. She was basically playing her old self.
The performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, the performance of a lifetime. She was playing her old self to trick Mariah May.
Yeah, no, I want to talk about this.
And the fans, too.
Timeless Toni Storm and Mariah May are honestly the best things in AEW at this moment. The women's division in AEW is the best thing in AEW at this moment, honestly. Timeless Toni Storm has been putting on some banger matches. Her character work has been amazing. Mariah May is the perfect heel to go against with that. And she's been, I don't know.
It's the perfect rivalry, too.
It's a perfect rivalry. Everything makes sense
there. The history
is there. Every single promo they each cut gets a big pop, a good reaction from the crowd. And the story is just overall just extremely interesting. Like Mariah May is so good at just being a heel that I never want to see her be face. Toni Storm is so great.
It's like Mariah May.
I never want to see her be a heel.
Yes, I feel like it's Mariah May and Toni Storm, and then the rest is like the division.
That's not
the division is good though. It's just
that's not true.
I'm just saying that's how good they are. I'm not even trying to. The division's been good.
No,
especially when you got like Mercedes Moné in it. Then you got like.
No, Jamie Hayter. Julia Hart's been
defeated
going off.
Julia, which we're gonna talk about.
But. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But yeah, there's so many like good.
The division's definitely a lot better than it was. So it's like the women's division's been up, and then the men's division has climbed down a little.
It's true. Well, no, they're starting to come back up.
They're coming.
Now their top stars back.
And Collision's actually getting decent.
Yeah, Collision's been getting a lot better. I'm really happy about that. But yeah, top stars that of course are coming up. Julia Hart, Jamie Hayter, already a top star.
Yeah.
Of course. There's so many. Willow is actually really good. I'm a big fan of Willow. But yeah, that women's division in AEW is definitely the best thing in AEW at the moment. But yeah, super happy that Timeless Toni Storm is back. She came. She basically got beat up by Mariah May, took off all her makeup and said like the performance of a lifetime. You think I forgot? I am Timeless Toni Storm and I'm going to rip your tits off, which I thought was hilarious.
But Timeless Toni Storm versus Mercedes will probably be a great, like, if they do it right, it'll be a really, because Timeless has a face and then Mercedes has a heel. That'd be a good feud, too.
That would be a good feud eventually. But yeah, Timeless Toni Storm versus Mariah May, that's happening at Grand Slam in Australia in front of course, Toni Storm's home crowd. Super excited for that. That's going to be a banger of a freaking match. I think Timeless Toni Storm actually wins the title back, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, AEW Dynamite overall, let's just go ahead and get into that. I start off with a banger promo, honestly, between Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega. With Will Ospreay basically saying, like, I know we've never been...
Trying to be a little nice with him, but...
Yeah, he said, like, I know we're never really friends. We've always been rivals, but I need your help with everything that's going on in AEW.
Kenny said Kenny told him he'll never trust him.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
He's like, last time we faced each other was at Forbidden Door. You put a freaking screwdriver through my head. It's so true, though.
It's crazy. Like, not that long ago, Will Ospreay was actually a dead-ass heel.
Yeah.
It's not even that long ago.
Not even that long
ago. He was with Don Callis and a straight-up heel.
And I loved him as a heel. He was great. But yeah, Kenny Omega basically saying,
Omega was a heel a few years ago, too, so.
He was. But Omega basically saying, we've been rivals since New Japan. Sorry,
My bad.
It's just making so much noise.
It's these fucking pants. They're annoying.
But anyways, yeah. Ospreay basically asks for Omega's help. Omega's like, I'm never going to trust you. And basically says like, well, you only care about yourself. You just wanted to prove that you're better than me, but you're never going to be better than me. You're always going to be number two and I'm back and nothing's going to change that. They do get interrupted by Don Callis' family. Don Callis
came out, but then Omega goes right after him.
Yeah. They started brawling. The rest of Don Callis' family came out, and they all just started beating the crap out of each other.
Takeshita, Fletcher, they beat the hell out of Omega and Ospreay.
Yeah. So basically, I love the way they played it out, though. And basically, like, right Omega there. Getting jumped, Ospreay being like, let me go help him. Ospreay getting jumped after, Omega being like, damn, let me go help him.
Yeah, and then... Yeah. Lance Archer and Brian Cage also came out, so they beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, they put Lance Archer through a table. But yeah, I loved it. It was great character work. Ospreay and Omega basically saying, like, you know what? Let's tag team. We're going to face you guys.
Ospreay had that moonsault from the crowd onto the whole group of people.
And Omega did, too.
Omega did, too. Awesome. Yeah.
But yeah, basically, they set up a tag team match at Grand Slam. Grand Slam is looking so freaking
good. For Australia, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be Ospreay and Omega versus Fletcher and Takeshita. Obviously... Now they are a tag team. That tag team is going to be freaking lethal. I'm looking forward to that. I'm so happy. Yeah. I still think Omega should be the one to actually dethrone Jon Moxley. Yeah.
This is just for that one match. But if there were an actual tag team, that would easily be the best tag team in the world.
Well, it's like when Omega was with Hangman.
Yeah.
That was freaking awesome. But yeah, it gives them something to do. I'm happy that they're actually going to be a tag team. Eventually, they can have that rubber match between them and determine, of course, who's actually better. But in the meantime, no, just let them be that tag team. Ride that out because I'm loving it so far. It's looking great.
Yeah, so Ospreay still wants to go after Jon Moxley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, everything's getting taken over. He has issues with Don Callis' family, the Death Riders. Basically, every single heel backstage hates Ospreay. So he has MJF. Obviously, he has issues with him too. So, yeah, that's why he wants Omega's help because he can't do it on his own. But, yeah, after that, we had Private Party versus the Hurt Syndicate.
On the World Tag Team
Championship. World Tag Team Championship match. I thought they were going to save this for Grand Slam, but I'm kind of happy they did it now. Hurt Syndicate picked up the win and became, of course, the new AEW World Tag Team Champions. I'm happy for Hurt Syndicate. They're really over. I actually like their song now. When it first started, I thought it was trash, but now that I hear it a couple times. Yeah, I love
the Hurt Syndicate.
It's kind of fire. But I'm happy that they won.
They have a chance to literally be like the top faction of the whole company.
Yeah, they do.
And they're already champs, but like I'm talking about like one can have a world title, and the other can have tag teams. Like,
when you got MJF as your mouthpiece, MJF, what the hell am I saying? When you got MVP,
especially if they expand, if they get like they add like one piece or two more, you can have like tag team titles along with like they could literally be Evolution. No, I'm joking. Evolution's kind of crazy. No, but they'd be really good though.
Yeah,
like the Bloodline,
but yeah, when you got MVP as your mouthpiece and he's like talking all that crap, he's always at the
announce table. Yeah, he's a great.
He's gonna put you over no matter what.
He's like Don Callis. He's great on the mic.
Yeah, I look back at a couple of his matches when like obviously when he was just an actual competitor, and like I forgot how good he actually was.
Yeah, he was
like great. We hated him because he was a heel, but like he was actually so good. Like his crowd work is always great.
He came out like in that giant blimp thingy.
Right? Yeah, the tunnel.
Yeah.
He was like, "I'm coming." Not pause, but pause. Still, yeah. But still, it was actually really he was good. Yeah, we also had Jeff Jarrett cutting a boring-ass promo that was gracefully, thank God, saved by Claudio Castagnoli. Saying, like, you're never going to get near that title. He beat the crap out of Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett gets up and says, you can't, hold me down, da-da-da.
So he's going to face Claudio next week, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to beat Claudio because they're trying to build him for MJF.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what he said. He said that they have a match next week. If Jeff Jarrett wins, then he has a number one contender match. Well, he gets the match against Jon Moxley, basically. So he's probably going to win that match, unfortunately. Then again, MGF did cut a promo later on tonight where he said, like, Jeff, you should have took my offer. You hit me last week. You're going to regret that. I promise you. So he's probably going to interfere in that match next week.
Yeah, definitely. And then they're going to have him in MJF.
Yeah, and at Grand Slam.
Grand Slam.
100%. That's what's going to happen. Or they can just get Jon Moxley and Jeff Jarrett out of the way and have him freaking lose. Thank God. And MJF just gets involved in that match. That'd be awesome. Wouldn't mind that because I don't want Jeff Jarrett anywhere near that freaking title.
No.
He should definitely not win that freaking title. But yeah, that promo, Jeff Jarrett, you're a mid-card legend, of course, but I just think his promos are freaking boring as hell. Like, I cannot get into them. And the crowd's always dead silent. I don't know why. Like, it's just terrible. I can't sit through them. I always like I just go grab a snack or something when he comes on my screen. It's just been so fucking boring. But yeah, that's why I literally said, and I quote, cut a boring ass promo. But anyways, after that, we had Swerve versus AR Fox. Swerve wins. That was basically just hype up for a Ricochet match at Grand Slam. Ricochet
tried to distract him too, but Prince Nana ran him away.
Yeah. After the match, Ricochet appeared on the Titantron with scissors to Prince Nana's neck, basically threatening him, saying like, oh, like, I'm going to get my win back.
Ricochet's promos are still...
still iffy. Like,
he said, there's a new landlord in AEW and the rent's due. That bro's corny as hell. But I guess that plays into his character right now. Like, bro's just corny as hell.
Yeah, it was the corny-ass promo. It was.
But that's going to be a hell of a match. That's
it definitely is. Gonna it's going to be a hell of a match, but still, it was a corny-ass promo. But again, AEW is doing better.
Yes. I think that's great. Just part of Ricochet.
Yeah, it's just Ricochet.
It's just Ricochet.
Swerve versus Ricochet is going to be a great match at Grand Slam. Look forward to it. Again, they had MJF come out, cut that little promo.
Jeff, but he interrupted Hangman's time.
Yeah.
Hangman came out for his match, but he kind of...
they had a little stare down.
You can tell they're teasing something, which they already had great rivalry before.
Yeah, they're teasing it again.
And like I said, I want Hangman as the next champion over all of them. It just sucks that he's a heel along with him, but he's a great heel.
I don't know how
they would do it.
I still want Jay White to win the title.
Jay White's another one, but I'm saying, like, I think Hangman with this heel look,
I wouldn't mind
him as the champion, it doesn't make sense right now because of John Moxley and shit.
Well,
he's not even that full heel, actually. And Heyman's actually like in between.
He might be going
face. And he doesn't like the Death Riders either.
He might be going face. Especially after this. So basically, yeah. Heyman defeated a jobber. Christopher Daniels came out and said, like, you know, Hangman, I'm not here to fight you. You've always been my friend. I'm sorry you even got to that. I just came to tell you and everybody else that after a match last week, I've been told by doctors I can never wrestle again. That was my final match. You got what you wanted.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. And Hangman looked so conflicted as to whether or not he was happy or upset. And it looked like he was more upset than anything. He even said, like, what are you talking about? Like, it seemed like he did not want that to happen. So I'm not sure if we're going to get sad, drunk Hangman again. Remember when he was sad, drunk Hangman, because he lost his shot against Kenny Omega. And then he eventually came back and beat him, which was one of the greatest storylines in wrestling history. Go, you know, argue with your mom if you freaking disagree. But yeah, Hangman, if he goes through that phase again, he's eventually going to be face. I would not mind that. I mean, I like him as a heel.
I like the heel, well, like the in-betweener. He's not even fully heel. I mean, he's not even like
he's more face. Heel, though. He's more heel than face.
Yeah, but still, like, he doesn't like the Death Riders, and he hates John Moxley. He's like,
yeah.
He's there. Yeah.
But still, I wouldn't mind it. I think he should play off the heel character a little bit more. As you said, he can win the title as a heel. I wouldn't mind that.
It's kind of like those people from the Attitude Era. Like, they weren't fully face, but they were...
that was a different
they had like though. The heel tendencies, but like they were faced like kind of like that. Yeah. Heel tendencies, but they were obviously clearly facing over too.
Yeah. Also, just if he, regardless if he's heel or face, just keep the same theme. That theme,
the theme, and then like just his look.
His look is, yeah. He's
looking, yeah, his look right now, he just looks like a top star, which he obviously already is.
Well, they're booking,
you know what I mean? Too. Like, champ. He looks like a champ.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm happy for that. I'm not sure what the heck that storyline is going, but that gets me excited because I can't actually predict it. But yeah,
it's kind of in the middle of Hangman, what he's going to do. There's so many things he's trying to, is he
going to play into the fact that he got him out, or is he going to be like, damn, like that freaking sucks.
Is he going to go out to the Death Riders, or he's going to run into MJF? Or there's so many things.
There's a lot of cool things you can do. But of course, after that, we had Julia Hart versus Jamie Hayter. Obviously they've had that rivalry. They've been trading wins back and forth. Jamie Hayter picked up the win, which I thought was definitely the right call.
Yeah, you got to build her up.
They got to build her up more. She needs to go after that title.
Even though with the new faction, Julia Hart, it makes sense for her to win too. But
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. So yeah, they also announced Brody King, Julia Hart, and Buddy Matthews are now called the Hounds from Hell. And in Julia Hart's, instead of like, I think it says like the house always wins, now it says the heart always wins. So they changed her theme too, which again just confirms Malakai Black is definitely out of freaking AEW.
Oh, that's another one. I don't think there's enough time, but that's another one. What I wish would show up in the Royal Rumble
for the. Well, people are like,
people are
thinking it might happen though. I think he was just like teasing it just to like make a like just to tease.
Don't
it.
You have that contract thing like where you like, you still like under contract for like?
No, that's not legal anymore. You
can't do that.
That's not legal anymore. It's just more so whenever that his contract is up. There, people think it might be at the end of February, though. That's why people are saying he's not going to show up.
And the February is first.
But nobody knows the actual date. But he did post on his Instagram story that he was watching an old Royal Rumble. It literally showed him sitting on his couch and he was watching the old Royal Rumble. But people are just like, oh, like, bro, you're just teasing us now. Like, just please come back. If he comes back in Royal Rumble, I would love that. That'd be great.
If not, it comes the day after Royal Rumble, just lights go out and it's just him interrupting somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
As long as they do a nice return for him and then actually use him.
Yeah. Well, his storyline before he actually ended up, like, you know, leaving WWE, aka get him released, it was looking pretty good. And then he just freaking released him. So, I don't know. Maybe they go back to that storyline.
He was always looking pretty decent. It's just, I don't know, little tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
And then the right people's got to be involved. They can definitely do something.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though. After that, we had the main event between Cope versus Pac. Obviously, Cope, FTR, and all of them still have that issue with Death Riders. So this was
just members of each team going at it.
Yeah. Cope ended up picking up the win in a pretty decent match, too. It was actually pretty cool. But the main storyline was afterwards, basically Death Riders beating the crap and taking out FTR and the Outlaws as well, which I thought was really freaking cool. I'm happy that they did that. They also took out Jay White, I'm pretty sure, too. So, I remember they took out Jay White. That was awesome. And they beat the crap out of
Cole. Well, they beat the hell out of Rock and Roll Express. The old ass
one. Rock and Roll Express. What am I saying? Outlaws. Sorry.
That's fucked up. They're old as hell.
Yeah. I thought it was cool, though, that they beat the crap out of all of them. Obviously showing that the Death Riders are out on top again. I thought it was awesome that they finally showed them.
So it's
Cope taking initiative and beating the crap out of FTR because they should have did that a while ago.
It's Cope versus Moxley at Grand Slam. I don't think Cope should win because, like he's we said, I want Hangman as the next champion. And he said, like, Jay White, it's another one. I don't want Cope right now as the champ.
I don't think he should be the one to dethrone Mox.
No, yeah. It's got to be an AW original.
Yeah, aka Kenny Omega, I think. But I don't think
Kenny Omega, Hangman. Yeah, but there's Hangman.
Hangman is a good option, too.
That's an original.
That's what I'm saying. Like, with the whole thing with Christopher Daniels, the fact that they put him, like, he's kind of conflicted. If they wanted to fully turn him face and flip him, they can build that over the next couple months, and then eventually he takes his title off of Moxley. I wouldn't mind that at all. That'd be freaking fire. That'd be great if he did that. If they did that, I would not be mad. So they can go that route. They can go the Kenny Omega route. It has to be an AW original. It cannot be a freaking Cope. He's only been there for a year, if any.
No WWE guys.
No WWE.
Have it be an AW original or just somebody, I don't know. Well, no, AW original.
It has to be AW original. There's no way.
Still waiting on the Young Bucks, too.
Young Bucks are about to lose their IW.
Yeah, and I'm hoping they lose it because I'm getting them back in AW.
Yeah. They're facing Naito and Takahashi, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but we need them back in AW on TV.
Yeah.
To finish what they, because they were. They're the EVPs, and they never really remember when they left. They kind of hinted at like
that they were working with them,
but we're not sure.
Well, the last we saw them, they were shredding paperwork backstage.
Exactly. I want to know what
they said. They were going to take a very long extended vacation.
Yes, I still want to know what that was about. They got to continue that, and that's going to be. They need that for AEW TV. I mean, they really shit do. Like that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm happy that they're finally starting to show like treat Collision as an actual show.
AEW is a little shift right now because they're getting a little better than like 2024 was horrible. Let's just say that. So not horrible in terms of things, but like,
well, even
it wasn't good.
Last week we were like talking crap, but it was because like the crowd was so fucking tiny.
It was bad.
But it doesn't mean the show was bad.
The actual product is getting better.
100%.
Obviously, people returning from injuries and stuff too is helping, like Kenny and Cope and all that.
Yeah. I'm super excited for what the heck is to come. Hopefully they keep building Collision like that because Collision this week was actually really good. Hounds from Hell, aka Buddy Matthews, bro, came pick up a freaking beautiful.
Yeah, you always have them on Collision. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the future of AEW.
Samoa Joe's
back.
Joe, have him on Collision.
Yeah, that's exactly what they needed. Samoa Joe's attitude and like his just presence, it was definitely
missed. That's another guy. I wonder what they're gonna do with him. I'll put him in the right storyline. I can't just be a secondary dude in like some random storyline.
Yeah. Well, now he's like just like embedded in that storyline with Hook.
Yeah, which I don't like, to be honest.
It's just the storylines for like the. It's just, I feel like it's a transition storyline. Once that's over, he's going to get into something big.
Unless he goes, because Hook's with Christian. Unless he does that to go after Christian. I don't know.
Yeah.
Christian still has that thing, right? Doesn't he still have a world title?
Yeah,
it's still going. Is that ever going to freaking expire? Like
He said he's never going to concentrate in on Moxley. He's too scared. Why would you? If you do, you have the rest of the Death Riders going after you each and every week.
All I know is I miss some of his promos.
I do too.
Talking about people's dads.
But yeah, that was basically it for wrestling this week. This week of wrestling was really freaking Great, honestly.
And week's going to be awesome. Next week is going to be awesome. Royal Rumble itself is probably all we're going to have to be talking about.
No,
unless something huge happens on AEW.
Yeah.
But we're probably only going to talk about. We probably mention AEW on the top stories, like any big thing that happened. But
yeah.
Royal Rumble is the focus next week.
100%.
And anyways. What's going to happen after that? Building up to WrestleMania. Because after Royal Rumble, it's officially
WrestleMania season.
Which, it feels like it came so fast. I feel like, remember when they were building up for that WrestleMania 40 Rock and Roll? That came like that. It's been so fast.
It has been fast.
Like, we just finished WrestleMania 40, I feel like.
But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. I'll be back next week, of course, with our review of Royal Rumble. We appreciate all the support we've been getting. Thank you so much for that. Thank God TikTok is back.
We need the clips.
Yeah, we need
the clips. And then remember, follow us on YouTube, please. Subscribe on YouTube, actually.
Subscribe.
Follow. It's free. You don't have to click. Just subscribe. Press the subscribe button. Just press follow it. Us on just Instagram, TikTok. You can hear us on Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcast. Any Amazon Google Music.
Podcasts, all that stuff. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week. Love you guys. Peace.